At the very end of the last presentation of mutual funds, we discussed a saying in the industry that mutual fund investors do worse than the mutual funds they invest in. And it's been shown to be true statistically. Why? Because the mutual fund investors' tendency to chase prior returns or lack thereof. So this graph is from a website called Zero Hedge, and I linked directly to it because I don't want to steal their work. Didn't put it on my website. And what you see are the cash flows into stock mutual funds, into equity funds. And they're comparing it to global stock price performance, the MSCI All Country World Total Return Stock Index. Glad that we'll discuss that in Chapter 5. But what we see is throughout the 90s, strong returns and strong cash flows into mutual funds. So were investors acting rationally throughout the late 90s? Well, to some extent, yeah, until the music stopped. Because with that many years of up and way up, you knew it was going to stop. But what I want you to take a look at is 1998. In the summer of 1998 up to about September or so into October, I think October 8th was the bottom, there was a bit of a market meltdown. It didn't quite drop 20%, so it couldn't be considered a bear market, but it got pretty darn close to 20%. It started with the Asian contagion, as it was called, with many developing markets, most notably Russia and Indonesia, but they weren't the only ones, South Korea and Malaysia, getting caught up in a significant downturn. As many of the companies there were shown to not be as strong as they were once thought to be. And then there was a kerfuffle, a bit of a problem here in the United States with a company called Long Term Capital Management, which wasn't a mutual fund, it was a hedge fund, but it was doing things that it really shouldn't have been doing. The regulators were asleep at the wheel. And what we see in 98 is the mutual fund inflows dropping as the performance of the stock market dropped. So, you see, afterwards, of course, mutual fund investors were starting to panic. But then the global markets responded and the contagion was dealt with. And 1999 saw one of the best years ever in the stock market, just specifically the internet and technology stocks, which just exploded. And sure enough, people just rushed into stocks, mutual funds, and we see a peak, a huge peak in 2000 of the inflows, just in time for the 2000 to 2002 bear market. And sure enough, you see the outflows following the downturn in the market until finally in late 2002 and early 2003, at the market bottom was October 2002. What happened? People were pulling out their money just at the wrong time, just in time for the market to rebound in 2003 and 4, and then sure enough, just like lemmings, they rushed back in. And then you say, well, you know, things were doing okay, 2004, 5, 6, and 7. What? We don't see a huge peak in the inflows. And you were absolutely right. In this instance, it wasn't the stock inflows that triggered the downturn, or not triggered, but were correlated with the downturn. What was happening was the real estate bubble was inflating and subsequently burst, and it was the bonds that were tied to the mortgages, that were tied to the overinflated real estate, that tanked the economy, and subsequently the stock market just plummeted in 2008 and 9. And sure enough, look at the outflows. Look at the tremendous amount of money that was pulled out at the wrong, the worst possible time. Late 2008, early 2009, March 9th, 2009 was the bottom. And it stayed that way. Mutual fund inflows and outflows into stock mutual funds were negative up until around 2013. This graph doesn't show that. But finally, they've started to come back. And the funniest thing is, it is so amazing. January 2014, the market has a little bit of volatility. And sure enough, people start dumping. There's a link on the Will Class website to a discussion by a couple of gentlemen, very sharp gentlemen who work for Yahoo, believe it or not. And they lambast investors yet again for doing the exact wrong thing at the wrong time. Now, is it really the wrong thing to do to pull out of stock? If you have a long-term perspective, yes, it's the worst possible thing to do. Now, might the market fall another couple, several percentage? Maybe, maybe not. But again, you can't know that. You can't time the market. But still, millions of people around the world freak out when the market goes down, pull their money out, wait for the market to go back up, put their money back in. You think we'd learn, right? Well, my students, right? Dear students of Business 123, you are learning and will learn. You will put your money in monthly, however you do it, through your 401k, your Roth IRA, or if you have a lump sum to invest. And if you have a long-term time horizon, you'll just smile when your neighbors and friends and family are running around and screaming and hollering and saying, "Is it too late to get out? Is it too late to get out?" And you smile, and then next year they'll be yelling, "Is it too late to get in? Is it too late to get in?"